Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. We want you to take these podcasts and reach out to other people. Sow them in them. Send them to them. Encourage them. Listen, we've come to bring hope. We've come to bring life. We've come to bring the beauty of grace and how grace is so magnificent in your life and how it's able to reach you and change you and transform you, and how the Word of God is powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword in Hebrews 4 and 12. Sharper than two-edged, able to separate the soul from the spirit, even the heart from the intents of the flesh. We got to understand that the Word of God renews us back to a place. It transforms, literally changes what we have to do. You know, it's kind of like an expert. Let's take Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's a prime example. Most people love chicken, especially pastors. But if you think about it, they just do chicken. And they're good at just chicken. You don't have to do a bunch of things good, guys. If you can just do one thing, you can create all the things you need in your life. You know, because the Bible says, and I love what Psalms 110 verse 3 says. It says, "From the womb of the morning thou hast the dew of thy youth. After the world sleeps through the long night of darkness, unusual phenomenon occurs, the coming of a dawn. The sun prepares to rise and light up the dark, sleeping world. Dew begins to form on the ground. Millions of dewdrops cover the vegetation, giving everything an appearance of abundant freshness, vigorous renewal, and a vitality with splendor." Now think about that just a minute. You know, C.H. Spurgeon, "How wonderful is the eternal youth of the Christian church." Now think about that a minute. How wonderful is the eternal youth of the Christian church. "Since Jesus ever lives, so shall his church ever flourish. His strength never fails, so shall our vigor be renewed day by day." You know, this picture gives us this verse gives us a picture of people staying home young, staying young in heart and fresh, energetic, and as pure as the morning dew. Now I want you to think about that. Since dew falls fresh on the ground daily, we can expect a perpetual succession of converts. In Acts 2:47, we read that the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now, as I read that, I begin to think, prior to the conversion, our soul is in a long, dull night of ignorance. The light of the gospel shines bright as the morning sun, and innumerable hosts come to the Lord as soon as His love and warmth is received. The numberless multitude are spread all over the landscape, just like the pearly drops of morning dew. I believe heaven will be fully populated with a multitude glittering of morning dew. Think about that just a minute. As we begin to walk into a greater dimension of revelation of what God's trying to do in the body of Christ, I want you to think about the morning dew falling on everything, the plants, the trees, the ground, the grass. In other words, it makes it look fresh. It makes it look renewed. I think God is saying the same thing to me and you. "From the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth." In other words, what's God saying? He's bringing a fresh and renewing, a prospering and a splendor and a vitality and an abundance in every area of your life. God wants to bring you to a place where the abundance of God is overwhelmed, that people will look at you and say, "You know what? You look fresh. You look new. You look younger and younger." Instead of you getting older and older, you look like you're getting younger and younger. The Bible said the outer man is perishing, but the inner man is being renewed. And Romans 8:11 says that inner man, that spirit man, will bring a healing and a manifestation to that mortal body, that you and I can walk into a level of a greater dimension of God's marvelous grace and mercy, and His love and His compassion will be spread abroad in our hearts by the purpose of the Holy Spirit. That's the great thing about the love of Christ and what God is doing in the body of Christ in the day and the hour that we're living. Because I believe heaven will be fully populated with a multitude glistening as the morning dew. Listen, friends, I don't think there's as many people lost as we want to think are lost. I believe that God is doing a work in people all over the earth. And we see that work manifesting and coming to fruition in our lives. Because I'm telling you, people are going through pain and suffering and struggles. And God is, the world looks like it's dark, but God's doing a new revelation in people's hearts. And He's bringing a freshness and renewing and a clarity and a purity and a goodness and a faithfulness, and He's bringing us to a place where nothing else matters but what He's doing inside of us. What a beauty of His grace. What a marvelous love that He's pouring and shedding abroad in the hearts of His people. See, I believe that you and I are, as Charles Spurgeon said, how wonderful is the eternal youth of the Christian church. You know, I hear people say, well, the church is falling apart. Let me tell you, friend, people are turning to God by the thousands. We just ain't reading that part, hearing that part. God said the greater, latter glory is going to be greater than the former glory. We're going to see the glory of the Lord, and that's the beauty of grace. You be encouraged.